Hercules, before 1600, bronze statue, cast iron copy dating from 1996. On his right shoulder, the hero Hercules is carrying a bludgeon, the symbol of his strength. The sculpture evokes two of the 12 labours imposed on him by the goddess Juno, the hide of the Nemean lion wrapped around his leg and falling at his feet, and in his left hand, apples from the Garden of the Hesperides. The powerful modelling, in particular the torso revealing his well-defined muscles, gives this work a monumental presence, reinforced by the regularity of the facial characteristics and the determined look. For a long time, this work was presented as an allegorical portrait of the Duke of Lesdiguières and attributed to Jacob Richier, a sculptor who worked for the Duke and who was known principally for the decor at the Château de Vizille. Today, Hercules is believed to be an anonymous work from the Italian Renaissance. Brought to Grenoble in the early 18th century by the Duke's descendants, the work was purchased by the consulates of the town of Grenoble in 1719, along with the mansion and the grounds. In 1740, it was installed in the wooded area of the gardens known as Le Bocage, at the centre of what is today the Jardin de Ville Rose Garden. After having remained on the same site for more than two centuries, the sculpture eventually fell off its plinth in 1989 due to extreme wear. Later restored, the sculpture became part of the collection at the Musée de Grenoble. However, two bronze copies were placed in public areas, one in the Jardin de Ville in 1996 and the other in the grounds of the Domaine de Vizille in 2008 on the site of the original statue. The town of Grenoble has more than 150 works installed in public places that we invite you to discover, thanks to several trails across the town and on the grenoble-patrimoine.fr website. These trails have been created with the help of the Department of Isère and the Auvergne-Rhône-Alpes Regional Cultural Affairs Directorate.